Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once-daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look," and I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
And we're live together
in Chicago. It's nice to see you guys.
It's so exciting. Okay, we're going to prop the phone up so I'm not shaking you guys all around the town. Man, we're going to have to really push it back to, so we can fit both of us in. Or snuggle. That's okay.
We can be cozy. It's been so long.
It's been so long to be. It feels sort of surreal to me in a way that, like, it doesn't feel special because it feels like we hang out every week.
I know. Sarah talked about how we probably should have had like a wedding photographer or something for that moment when we saw each other
first time.
But it was really good. Hey, Bryn. We're so glad that you could be with us. So we decided we had to do this because
the news does not care about our plans.
I think it's rude.
It is rude. Why don't they care? We have lives. We have things to do. And they just keep with the things and the happenings.
Here we are trying to learn how to do a better show for everyone. And then the FBI has to come out with this major statement. I mean, I think the first thing to say, and I hope this is a bipartisan statement.
Oh, you know why you can't hear very well, Bryn? Because I bet we've got this propped up over the microphone. Hold on.
Hi, Jennifer.
Now, hold on. I'm going to try to make this work. Sorry. Stay with us, guys.
Is that better?
Tell us if that's better. It was propped up on the microphone, so
we'll
I tried to
prop
fix
ourselves
that
up now, too.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's loud now. Okay, good!
So I think the first thing to say, and I think this will be a bipartisan statement, is that hats off to Director Comey for coming out with this really unbelievably transparent for the FBI discussion of what their process was and what conclusions they reached and why. I mean, I don't know of any similar situation, and I think the way that he talked about it showed a real appreciation for the timing, the gravity, the seriousness. I mean, I as a Republican felt very comforted by the fact that he seemed to be truly operating in a neutral fashion.
Yeah, and he was in a really tough spot because of the Lynch-Clinton tarmac
yes
situation.
pretty much every way that this could become more difficult and compromised and concerning has unfolded.
So I actually sent this article on our Twitter feed to Bryn, and I thought it was really good. Vox did a thing that basically, like, the Clintons are in this cycle of scandal with the press. They were sort in the 90s, they were unfairly targeted, and so they've kind of had this fatalistic view that no matter what they do, they're going to be targeted, and so it leads them into careless situations in which they're really, really careless. And I think that is, like, the most astute summary of both the tarmac and the email situation. I think they feel in their minds, no matter what they do, which is sort of true, they can't win, and so they're sort of like, I think he's more like this than she is. I don't see her as an extremely careless person, and my take on what Comey came out with was more of a statement on the State Department, but I really think that that is a very good sort of summary of what is happening with them and the scandals.
So Jennifer's saying that she's tired of the email thing and ready for it to be over, and I know that that's a sentiment a lot of people are feeling. My reaction to that, I have two reactions. So the first reaction, I agree with you that the Clintons, the light is brighter on the Clintons in a lot of ways. And so conceding that, I also don't think that gives them a lifelong pass. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what a lot of Clinton supporters say to anyone who questions them. It's like, well, they get a pass because it's hard for them.
Yeah.
But that's not true, especially when you continue to seek, you know, public office. For me, the reason to be focused, I think that what's happened this week is the most productive thing that's happened with respect to the emails. We have a public discussion of the way it's been investigated, so we can stop with all the conspiracy theories that it's not going to be investigated or that the full resources of the administration haven't been directed at it. That's part of why I posted and suggested that people closely read Director Comey's remarks, because they're was an enormous amount of taxpayer dollars going to figure out what happened here. And I think that was appropriate.
Sorry about that.
I think that was appropriate given that if her server had been hacked, that is a big deal. And there is serious information that could have been compromised and people's lives put at risk. And I think it's important to have a finding, and you said this on Twitter, Sarah, prospectively, what do we expect of the State Department?
Yeah.
So I'm not interested in Hillary Clinton going to jail. I'm interested in holding her accountable for what were egregious errors in judgment, especially in a way, if she is to be our next president, and I think that that's the most likely outcome at this point, we should have a standard of transparency and government accountability established from the get-go, and an honest, serious reflection on where we've been, I see as key to that.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
I mean, I think that the State Department, and I would be shocked if it was just the State Department, were bad at this. Like, I think that the technology advances so quickly and hackers are, you know, they have time to sit around and figure out how to do this. People running the government don't. So I think that this is probably indicative of a bigger problem that we just haven't seen the full consequences of yet, which is concerning. And I think that's what we should be talking about, not Hillary Clinton is a criminal, needs to go to jail, all this. I mean, I really feel that there was a contingent of people who were dependent on the Benghazi and email point of view. And when they fell quickly behind each other, people were mad. People were mad, mad, mad. They were depending on these conspiracy theories. You know, I engaged with somebody on Facebook and I said, she could be a conspiratorial, power-hungry monster. Or what I think is the more likely scenario is she is a human being who is fallible. Let's just go with what's more likely at this point.
So I'll tell you the one thing that bothers me a lot that I did not expect to see in the FBI report is the fact that there were 8 top secret emails at the time that
but
they
the
were
eight,
sent or received.
Eight is a, see, Tier was like 8. I was like, 8 out of 30,000? We're talking about 8 out of 30,000? See, that's so funny. We had totally opposite reactions.
But I think that the fact that they were top secret, and because Hillary Clinton positions herself as so cautious. Mm-hmm. I mean, that news came out the same week as her press conference where she said, you know, I'm cautious with my words. If I seem cautious with my words, it's because I'm cautious with my words. Well, you just spent a year telling us that nothing was classified when it was sent or received.
Yeah, that is true.
So I expected nothing.
Nothing.
And not 8 at the highest level of classification that the government has.
And they weren't the up classified ones either.
No, yeah. Those were 8 at the time they were sent.
But it wasn't, was it clear whether they were sent to her or if she sent them? They didn't clarify that part. So that's, I mean, that's sort of something you would probably need to know too. But I'm with Jennifer. I would like to stop talking about this now. In conjunction of her being a criminal. Like, I think, let's talk about...
Take the jail off the table.
Yeah, let's have a conversation about what went wrong and how we... Because, like we said, we always need to examine, like, what is our goal? And isn't our goal just keeping this information more secure?
Yes.
Okay, so let's move forward with the goal of keeping this information secure with the lessons learned from this instance so that we could prevent it in the future.
Now, a fair point is that taking the criminal stuff off the table again, and I know that there are people uncomfortable with taking that off the table, and we've gotten a lot of questions about intent. I'm not an expert on the statutes that apply in this situation, but I can say that intent is not like a common law concept. Mm-hmm. Intent is statutorily specific. We want that, right? We want there to be some laws where ignorance of the law is no defense. We also want there to be some laws where you need to have a specific intent to have committed a crime.
Right.
So I take Director Comey's analysis on its face, and I'm sure that, you know, there will be no shortage of people second-guessing his analysis, and I'll read those opinions and take them for what they're worth, too. I think it's a fair point to note that if from an administrative perspective, a lot of people who are not named Hillary Clinton would have lost their jobs over mm-hmm. something like this. This is an action that would have serious consequences for
But people. I don't think another Secretary of State would have.
I think that's probably true.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's true. Like, it's not anybody in the job. You're talking about the Secretary of State. She was making a lot of calls.
And someone posted on our page a question about that. What were Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice's policies mm-hmm. around this? I don't know the answer to that. I would imagine that it's similar or even less secure. To me, there's a timing component that is relevant. We understood these things.
Exactly. Yeah. Petraeus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To me, we understand these things better year after year. So I do think the standard gets higher and higher.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think is that the technology is changing. I mean, my tech life technology-wise was really different in 2008.
Yeah.
I didn't have an iPhone. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. That's like a total different world I lived in just back in 2008. So...
And someone, it might have been Bryn, pointed out that, like, a really relevant question today is, what's John Kerry doing in this regard?
Seriously.
And I think that's a really important point.
Mm-hmm. So, also, I think we should definitely talk about the events in Baton Rouge, which are, all the words, heartbreaking, disturbing.
Unsurprising. I can't watch the videos of things like this taking place because I find it too disturbing.
So that we should back up and say what happened, probably.
Yes.
So in Baton Rouge, there was a police call made about this person, Alvin Sterling.
Yes.
Was selling CDs, and there was a call to the police that he had a gun, and all the information we have at this point is a video which shows the police with their knees on his back, he is face down on the ground, and they shoot him in the head.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look, and I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry and itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
So,
and we don't know what happened. It is really difficult to imagine a scenario where the use of deadly force makes sense when someone is lying down. I'm not a police officer, and I think that there's a good point here. There's this really fine line between saying, I don't know what happened yet, and I don't want to judge the situation without having all the facts, and seeming like you're about to just look for facts that make the victim seem
there worse. Are no facts that, from my perspective, that would justify this use of force. And I just think, as a person that's been really paying attention since Ferguson and, you know, sort of on the side of the Black Lives Matter movement, if I feel so despondent, and I've only been paying attention for a very, very short time, to live in a world where these stories, but you know, before these stories were getting national attention, and to be consumed by this all the time, I can't possibly understand how despondent you would feel.
Yeah, Jennifer is making the point that these things happen in seconds and that it is important to wait for more information. And I think that goes in some ways to the conversation we were just having about intent, mm-hmm. and understanding that a lot of what we need to know what's happened and why, goes to what's in someone's mind. Now, for me, that's that really fine line. When we talked about Freddie Gray, the verdict mm-hmm. in the Freddie Gray case for the officer, why I said, like, that might have been the right verdict under the facts. Like, we don't know, you know, what was in someone's mind. And also, we can say we have a problem with killing Black people under circumstances that may or may not have been justified under our technical definitions of the law, but are still not who we want to be as a country, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I yep. think that's the discussion. It reminds me of, I've been listening to the Radio Lab podcast that Sarah talked about, More Perfect. Their first episode is called Cruel and Unusual, and it's about the death penalty. And I listened to it just thinking, don't we just want to say here in America in 2016, we want the government to stop killing people? I mean, that's kind of where I am. And just our culture generally, don't we want to stop killing people? Because we make mistakes.
Yeah.
We make mistakes.
That's always my first step with any discussion of the death penalty. Either you are comfortable with executing innocent people in the process, or you are not. That's the debate to be had. The debate to be had is not whether some people's crimes are worthy of the ultimate punishment. Of course they are. But the system we have is too imperfect to dull at that you need a zero tolerance for justice. You need to never get it wrong. We don't have a system that does that right now. We just don't. And I for me, it has to be zero tolerance. But I think back to the events, Alvin Sterling's death in Baton Rouge, it's just, I think there's always more to the story, but I think that the temptation to turn this in to an end of, I mean, we have to do both things. We have to examine the individual events, but in doing that, we cannot lose sight of the national crisis that we are experiencing with the treatment of our fellow citizens and the criminal justice system.
And we want to say bye to Jennifer, who's actually popping off. Thanks for joining us for a second. No, I agree with that. I mean, I think there isn't a world where you look at the volume of this and say, we don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. And I retweeted a great tweet about this morning. You can be pro-cop mm-hmm. and acknowledge that we have a serious problem with killing Black people in our country.
You know, I follow Kristen Howerton, who blogs at Rage Against the Minivan, and she, you know, she is raising two Black adopted sons, and she was talking about, she was walking down the street and she filmed the arrest of a Black man, and she said the she's like, let me clarify. So to say that people don't share these videos is not accurate for one thing, because she's very a progressive person. But she shared this and she said, I'm going to film it. It went great. The police were very kind to this man. They were respectful. He was sort of understanding of the situation. They arrested him. Everybody went about the, he went to the car and went on his way. But she's like, but I'm going to keep filming. Just one time I encounter this, that it goes fine is wonderful. But it doesn't all the time. And until I feel comfortable that we don't have this crisis on our hands, I'm going to film every time I see a black man being arrested. So
I think that's a good, I think that's a good approach. And I think that that in some way kind of ties the two things that we're talking about here together, that we live in such a transparent society now because we all have these tools. I mean, we have the tools to just pop on here and talk to people. Mm-hmm. We have the tools to sit in our houses every week and do our podcast. We have the tools to film it every time we see someone confronted by a police officer. And so we expect our government to catch up with that. And our mm-hmm. government is this big, slow, bureaucratic nightmare in a lot of ways. And it's stunning to me that the law firm I work for is ahead of the federal government, mm-hmm. the part of the government responsible for keeping us safe on cybersecurity. But that's where we are. And it's stunning that our corporate environments are ahead of our government on training about unconscious bias. But they are. That's the reality. And so it all takes me back to our crazy moderate episode where I talked about, I would love for somebody to just run on the platform of just do government better. I don't need you to be bold. I don't need you to be visionary. I need you to say, I'm going to tackle
We're going to keep doing it. We're not going to eliminate any treasure. We're not going to eliminate any departments or add any departments. We're just going to run the ones we have better.
That's right. We're just going to do it better.
I like that. I like that.
And I think that would give you then an ability to really do new things, mm-hmm. but do them well.
Yeah. So on a lighter note, we are in Chicago for the podcast movement convention. So keep following along. Hopefully we're going to do a few more Facebook Live videos. And also we were just talking about at lunch because we're in person. We're just having all these chats. We were about to fall over. Which is very exciting. And we're thinking about doing something for the conventions. We don't know what that is, but why not crowdsource it? You guys are awesome. So if you have any ideas about how you'd like us to follow the conventions, if you'd like us to broadcast live, or if you want to do more Twitter hangouts, or if there's another platform you think would be really conducive for that, please let us know on our Facebook page, Pantsuit Politics, or on Twitter at Pantsuit Politic.
Yes, and you can see the talk that we gave at PMX, which is sort of like a TED event for podcasters, on our Facebook page. The video is there. And we will talk with you again. Until then, keep it nuanced, y'all.
Keep it nuanced, y'all.